up.
I'm looking at Charlie's town right now where he lives. High Ridge Road and Vine Road, a Shell station, $2.63 a gallon up in Stamford. And then from there it starts climbing.
Well, I don't know why it's so high in Connecticut, but it's, I don't know, I think Connecticut's the first state with the highest cost of living. I know New Jersey is the second.
That's expensive all over, Don. KD2BOR. I'm looking at a Sunoco station in Stamford right now. $3.09 a gallon.
That is up there. Well, I guess in a way I'm happy I'm retired. In a couple of ways. I don't have to get up early in the morning unless I want to. And even though I only lived $5 from 5 minutes away from my job, I didn't pay much for gas, but now I pay almost peanuts for gas.
Well, the cheapest I found in New Jersey right now, if you want to take a ride down to Wildwood for any reason, $2.10 at a Wawa.
That's okay. I remember once, a few years back, I wanted to save a little bit on gas. And I bought a tank, I think it was Pyramid gas, and I was driving to, was it Scroton on the Hudson or something like that, and I barely made it. The car was spitting and kicking and everything else, and I was really afraid. So I drove most of the gas out of the tank, then filled up with some, I believe it was Sunoco 260 at the time or something like that, and the car was like new.
10-1.
Gas station in Kearney here years ago. My car actually ran good on it. Maybe you just got a bad load. I'm looking at the crude oil price according to NYMEX right now, $59.73 a barrel.
N1L, you're back.
N1L, you recognized. It keeps going up. I think by Memorial Day, they're really going to make a nice profit on this. Over to you, Charlie.
Well, they're not going to make as much on me as they do on you. I just did my calculation so that I filled up the right way and zeroed it out the last time I got gas. You know, a little bit over 38 miles to the gallon, so that's not bad. I'm no little old lady from Pasadena, believe me.
All right, guys, I'm going to finish up on the last ends of updating my drivers. I had 5 drivers I needed updating. And, Charlie, I'll email you the information and the websites that I got all this stuff from. It was mostly from Amazon, maybe one from eBay, but I'll send you pictures. And Winnell, UWA2ZOZ.
Thanks, Don. Good hearing you this morning. WA2ZOZ and 1LU, Mobile Guide Rock.
82BOR. All right, Don, have a good day. If I don't talk to you, I'll be out here listening most of the day. I don't have too much work today. Got a little bit to do, so 73 for now.
Okay, very good. I was thinking also, I have all this, all the accessories for this. Boy, this radio's getting hot. Hold on, I'm going to go to low power. Okay, I'm on low power. Can you still hear me okay, Rock?
No change, you're full quieting.
All right, boy, band changes locally have really been changing. I still can't figure out why. I was thinking maybe I should get to have all these accessories. Maybe in the near future I should get one of the cheaper ones for, you know, the $38 ones or so.
I don't see the sense in that, Don, but that's up to you. You already got a cheap radio, and you have a better HT. You got the THF6 compared to the prices of them. You already have a cheap one.
Right, that's true. But if this Baofeng ever dies, I'm not going to get it fixed or anything. I'll attempt to fix it myself, but then I'll be sitting with a whole bunch of accessories that I wouldn't be able to use.
Well, God forbid that ever happens. Hope it keeps working. But if it does ever die, you could take the radio, the accessories, and put it near that TYT that you got.
Right, then I'll have two units you could use for modem mounts. A red one and a black one.
Just kidding, Don. Maybe you should get a sell that at the Barra Half Fest. Maybe somebody will give you $2 for that TYT.
Well, it's still okay for an emergency radio. I can keep it in the trunk of my Jeep, and if I don't have any other radios with me at the time. The TYT speaker mic and that TYT handheld, it won't be the greatest, but it'll get the job done.
Yeah, very good. Let me throw it over to Charlie in case he wants to get into work. Over to you, Charlie. KD2BR.
It's Friday. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to finish my coffee first. Yeah, Rock, I wanted to ask you, you're using that 220 much now that you got the antenna up higher?
I was on Louie's machine yesterday with Andre for a little bit and the day before. I get over there. Sometimes that repeater is busy, and everybody's going to work in the morning, then it dies down for a while. But yeah, I'm using it. I'm experimenting with it. I guess you heard me tell Rob before, I got this Keyport machine. I haven't caught anybody on it yet, but I want to see how I'm coming into it because I'm getting it back here full scale.
Give me the frequency. I'm going to put it in mine. I can get into it from here.
224-960, and I'll come back to you with the PL. I have to hit the button on the radio. PL is 77.
All right, let me see. Listen to it, and let me see if I can get it.
Hey, Don, if you're listening, I'm going to get some work done here. We'll catch you later. KD2BR, I'll be listening.
Okay, very good. Take care, Rock. Charlie, you still there?
Yeah. Did you go to that repeater by any chance to see if you could hear it?
No, negative. Negative, I did not. What I wanted to say is, Hackensack is a military surplus store. And the ideal thing, if you want to carry doggy treats, whatever, get an M14 ammo pouch. Right now, it's not ammo pouch, it's ammo belt carrier, whatever. It held two magazines of 7.62 rounds, and it could probably pick up maybe one for under $2.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, well, are you on the Voodoo Tactical or looking at the military surplus?
Actually, I'm on eBay. I just typed in M14 ammo pouch and they came up.
Wow, I guess, well, you were in the military too, so you're probably familiar with them. You qualify at all on an M14?
No, I don't believe I did. M16 was the vintage that I was using. Here's one for $4.99. Couple of doubles. $4.99 is not bad. Another M16, M14, M2 duck canvas ammo clip magazine pouch. That might be good. It looks a little on the large side. I was looking for something kind of hard to get an idea how big these things are.
Okay. Well, the smaller pouch that I have here, the
about a second here. I have to get the pouch. Actually, I can't find it here.
Oh, okay, let's see. I think, let me drop it. Okay, this, if you want it smaller, and I don't know how big the doggy treats are, but if you have a handful, I have a nice little Boodoo tactical pouch here. Electronic gadget pouch. Boodoo tactical electronic gadget pouch. And the number is 20-9622. 20-9622. And I think that was around $7 or so, and it's really cool. And if you punch it up, let me see if I have it. I got this one, I believe, on Amazon, and it's probably on eBay also. But it looks like, I think it comes in two different colors. I have the military olive drab, and I believe they might have a light brown one.
They have coyote tan and black. You can get it right now. Again, it's hard to tell how big it is, although it does have an open iPod in there, maybe. Yeah, that might be a good size.
I have a ruler here. I have just about three and a quarter inches by 4.5, but you can open it up higher vertically than 4.5.
Yeah, I'm reading that here. Three long by 1 inch wide by 4.5 inches high. Now, I don't know how long. 1 inch wide must be the depth of it, the width of it when you put something in. Height, 4.5 inches, 3 inches long. I don't know where they're getting long. Height and long, I would think, would be the same measurement. I don't know what they're referring to for the width of it, how wide it is, you know, laying flat. Certainly not 1 inch wide. I think the 1 inch would refer to the depth of it, and 4.5 inches high, and I guess 3 inches long was probably the width, but they kind of screwed up these measurements, I think.
Yes. I had the same problem understanding that also. Then I figured it out by looking at a picture of it. I have my ruler now. Let's see, I guess it's length. The bottom portion is, that would fit on a desk or whatever, is 3 inches. The height is 4.5, and 1 inch would be, guess that would be the width.
Yeah, if you're looking at it from the side, the 1 inch is probably, you know, how wide it'll expand when you put stuff in it. I look at this thing, if you're laying it on, you know, flat on a desk, the width is, you know, obviously from side to side. That's 3 inches. The height is from the bottom to the top, unopened. 4.5 inches. The depth would be 1 inch. Yeah, so I know what they mean. The way they wrote it is a little bit convoluted.
W-A-2-Z-O-Z. I'm looking at one of them now I have. I have my spare Baofeng battery in it. I have a photocopied owner's manual in it. And I have about three or four different Baofeng adapters in it. And they all fit in there fine. And they have a belt fastener in the back. They have two straps going from the top to the bottom with snaps on them. Let's see, stand by. Right, they have two heavy-duty snaps on the back and two straps going from the top to the bottom, about a little more than a half an inch. So I'm really satisfied with it.
Yeah, it may work out. I'll have to check it out. All right, let me get inside. Oh, excuse me for yawning in your face. Let me get inside, get the day started so I can get the hay out of here. WA2ZOZ, good talking to you, Don. And 1LU, I'll be clear.
WA2ZOZ. Also, don't forget, at the military surplus store, some of the first aid kits, kit pouches, might be perfect for what you want also.
Yeah, I did see that they had other pouches. I'll definitely take a look at it. All right, let me run. And 1LU, 73.
WA2ZOZ, clear. Another one here, looks like a great deal. I got it, I think it's on eBay here. And I can't get around this damn PayPal. I have to go to different sites. I don't know if they shipped it or not. I didn't want to use PayPal. I checked, I didn't want to use PayPal. And I got information from PayPal anyway, saying my order can't be delivered as the way things are. So I'm going through a whole frickin' hassle right now, and I just got a couple of emails, and I'm going to read them and see what they say.
Yeah, I don't know what trouble you're having with PayPal. I just ordered something 2 days ago on eBay using my PayPal, and it just comes. I don't have any problem with it.
I don't have a PayPal account, and I don't know the particulars on it, and I wanted to bypass PayPal, but it seems they won't let me do it. Seems like I'm being forced into it.
I think you told me this once before. I forget, but you were mentioning this once before a while back.
Right, and PayPal also sent me something. They have a complaint department. If they didn't answer all my questions correctly. So it's one damn thing after another. I'm going to read my other emails here.
All right, very good. Let me know how you make out. I just checked my email and saw what you sent. KD2BOR.
Got it all straightened out. My my $9 pouch is on the way. And do you notice a difference in my signal?
I notice a difference in the audio.
Right. And does it sound worse?
Matter of fact, it does.
Right, that was the speaker mic. I wanted to get a good speaker mic that I thought would the Baofeng speaker mic. It's a Pofeng, goes for like $16, and I thought it would make the audio better, being that they're both Baofeng. But well, I got rooks there too.
Hey, Don, no offense, but do me a favor and deep six that microphone, or put it in your junk drawer.
I don't know what it is. I just can't win. Figure the price would be, this microphone costs twice the amount of my TYT speaker mic, and the TYT is far superior to it.
Sounds sounds like you're talking into a paper cup that's in front of your mouth. You say we're talking face to face, and you got a paper cup cover in your mouth. That's basically what it sounds like.
I should send this back to, I don't know. Okay, now I'm speaking directly into the Baofeng.
Thank you very much. Hey, if you got the box and you paid for that, $16 is $16. Make them send you a return postage and get rid of the darn thing.
Right, I'm definitely starting to think about that. Oh, how do you like the pouches? Did I send you the information on both of them?
No, I got the information on one. And that's when I came up before and I said, nice pouch.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering which one it was. According to my emails here, I thought I sent you both. Is the one pouch that goes for like $8.97, is that the one I sent? No, $8.56.
Oh, you sent me the Voodoo Tactical. 15-0042, $23.05, free shipping, three left in stock.
Oh, okay, right, that's, I got one, mainly that's the one I got for my daughter, for her, hiking club. She has the, Midland GMRS radios that I got for her, has, a GPS compass also that I thought she could use with it. The one for $8.97, that's a really cool one. I couldn't let that one go by. And after this, after I pay my rent with my debit card, then I'm going to keep the debit card in my wallet, but I'm going to get some very hard tape and just tape it in there. So it'll take some effort for me to get the card out.
Gotta have some willpower. Willpower. All right, Don, I'm going to head to the mobile. I got to head up to Debbie's house. Talk to you later, JD2BR.
Okay, Rock, very good. All right, I'll send you the information on the $9 pouch, the one that I think Charlie should get. You going to be there another 15 minutes, or are you going to head right out? Rock, if you're there, I just sent you the pouch I thought was the best for Charlie, WA2ZOZ.
Hey, very good, Don. I just got into mobile. KD2BR.
Have a good day, WA2ZOZ, clear.
Thank you. Ed to ZNQ, listening.
Yeah, I'm heading up to New Hampshire there, John, to biannual Hamfest. They do up there called Nearfest, taking the shot up there.
Very good. What town is this? I got relatives in the Ranges, R-I-N-G-E-S, and Jaffrey.
I know where Jaffrey is. I think that's a little more northwest of it. It's southern New Hampshire. It's just a town or so east of Manchester, if you know where that is.
Very good, very good. Now, you are the man, I'm telling you. Step and go, no one to hold you back, you know? It's good.
Independence can be a cherished thing, no question.
I hear you. What's the weather report for up that way, same as down here?
Yeah, they're saying it's going to get into the low 60s, I think similar to here, and partly cloudy today, a little more sunny tomorrow in the land, so yeah, should be comfortable, not too hot, not bad the next couple of days.
About the same flight that I saw some pictures of your car on, at different places there with the antenna mounted on the back there, the bumper, is that the car you're using, or are those old pictures?
N2DXT. Yeah, no, that's definitely the one. This 15-year-old beat-up Toyota coupe here. Definitely, I'm using every kid, every drop out of it I can. And same thing. Yeah, you saw them put pictures up the QRZ page, different places across the states, and you know, different antennas set up in different ways. Yeah, for different bands. That's the one. That's my little throw around here.
Hey, I drive a 1996 Cavalier. Don't knock it. The little cars, they keep you going and they're cheap.
Oh, absolutely. That's the way to look at it. Something just good about having a car, you know, you can throw around cheap on the insurance, you know, and care about it. And I can be, obviously, into the city, as you know, so I'm going to get scratches, I'm going to get chips, it's just going to happen just by the truck spitting up, all kind of happen all the time. I don't even have to worry about it. I mean, for, you know, just kinds of, like, war injuries this car's had, but it's still ticking, man. This is 230, almost 200,000 miles. It's still going, so can't complain.
And to IEE, I guess you got what they call a Bowfang mobile.
Yeah, you can look at it that way. That's for sure. Gonna slip on gas here. I'm at the top of 17 up here. Getting ready to get on 287, head towards Tampa Z.
Alright, do what you gotta do. I'll intermittently give you a shout from once in a while there.
I'll check back. Let me just fill up here. N2DXD, we'll be on the standby.
N2IE.
Minutes. I'm going to give it 4.5, just to be safe. Get up there around, 11:30 to 12, I'll be happy. Usually the first day, they don't even let people in, even the sellers to 9 a.m. They take an hour and a half to set up, there's latecomers, so usually things get going by 11 o'clock. So if I can get in there in that first hour when people are truly set up, it's fine. It's one of those things where it goes all day, John, to 5 o'clock, and then resumes the next day at 8 o'clock in the morning, so... As long as you get there before noon, you'll have a good starting run up of things, you know? You know, it's the things you might be looking for. You know, people will take all the premium and stuff. I'm not looking for a high-end item, but I'm looking for small antennas and little things in between that I can get a decent deal on, you know? It's going to be a good 4.5.
Very good. Seems like a nice day for it. Nice weather. You think Jenny will be up there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe a few names I recognize. It tends to get a New York, New Jersey crowd as well as New England, but we're on the outer skirts of the trip, you know. Got some good door prizes, you know, a pretty big one. But just a sheer amount of data. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back with a tower. What do you think, John?
I'll put it right on the roof of that car.
Yeah, just tie it down with a little bit of rope, no problem. Because I've seen guys, towers are sold there all the time. What kind of use towers? Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. We'll see. Is Charlie N1LU out here this time in the morning? Or he, what is he now? He's like super early morning and then midday, right?
Yeah, he's one of those kids on the overnight crew at Rocky.
And why does Rocky stay up so late? You know, I can understand Charlie. He's got a certain shift, you know, that he's got to do. It's like super early in the morning, right? So it's just that's for him. But for Rocky, most of his stuff he does with the mechanic work, right? That's his, you know, people come in for appointments during the day. Why is he up all night?
He actually works all night. He goes to work about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. He works alone. He says he likes it. There's no interruptions. He gets what he has to do done.
No kidding. So he's working on cars at like 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Whatever works for him. That explains it. That explains it. I was always kind of curious. Most guys do that stuff during the day. Even if they started early or late or whatever, but not sheer overnight. All right, yeah, whatever works for him. Up here by the Palo, getting close to the Tappan Zee Bridge here shortly. I got to make the command decision whether I take the Merritt Parkway up today or 84. It's a tough choice.
This time of day, isn't everything coming down south? Then moving north pretty good, right?
So that's good. I mean, GPS is showing I could take 84 through Danbury or the Merritt. But I'm going to take the Merritt today. Actually, you can take 84. I'm going to take the Merritt and avoid 84. Sometimes it has some trouble spots on it with construction zones, even if it isn't, a high commute volume that direction. But everything is coming south. But they tend to use the opportunities to get lots of construction. Merritt, the Merritt seems to have less construction projects. And everything is projecting well on the GPS here. So we're going to roll the dice. See what happens. You know, you make this decision, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, and you're an hour behind. You know, because something happens, you know. But I'll take the Merritt. It's a little nicer looking.
Very good. Bye, looking. All right, you go. I don't know if you got your pad chosen out to different repeaters and whatnot. So I'll say hello. Have a good time. Get home safe. N2DXT, this is N2IEE. I got to they're getting ready. Today's the 1st, and I'm on Medicare and Social Security. They got my check today. I got to start getting ready to go pay bills, go food shop, and blah, 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 blah. So, hey, enjoy it, Sean. Catch you later.
All right, sounds good, John. Don't spend that money all in one place. Now that you're rolling in the riches. And I'm going to catch you on the morning. We'll catch you again when I get back. Shoot back tomorrow on Saturday afternoon so I get back for the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight tomorrow night. Don't want to miss that. Catch you around. N2DXT Mobile. We're back standing by.
Okay, you're starting to get noisy a little bit anyways. And really quick before I cut you loose, any predictions on the fight?
You know, even though I'm going to be rooting for Pacquiao, because I don't really like Mayweather, I don't think it's going to be a decision. I think it's going to go the whole way. And because of Mayweather's just genius defensive style of boxing, I'm going to give the slightest edge of him. I wouldn't be shocked if it goes to a draw, by the way, so they can get a mini Pacquiao 2 for another big money fight. I wouldn't be surprised that. I'm going to give the edge to Mayweather on point because of that reason. But I'll be rooting for Manny.
He said, okay, a little bit of trivia about Pacquiao. You know, he's a congressman in this country. And the Philippines, are you aware of that, right?
I am, actually, yeah. Very politically involved in this country. Yeah, you're right.
He's going to run for president, too, I guess, when he retires, whatever. Whatever. Okay. Hey, good morning. Thank you. Have a safe one back, John. That's your DXT and 2IEE.
Up to 73. That's your DXT. We're standing by.
Station again. You're noisy. Why?
I didn't didn't get the full call on the station. I thought I heard an FSY in there, but I thought I heard.
I don't know. I couldn't make him out. All the noise is over. All right, Hank. On the other side. N2IE.
Connected. N2AIR.
Hey, Sean. And John, if you're still there, hello to you, too. That was me trying to get in. I don't know what happens. Some days I get up and I just cannot get through. There's either heavy noise on my end or heavy noise in the other direction. This is N2AIR.
1,000% copyable now, no problem. No noise. Yeah, it's fine with John. John's on his way up to New Hampshire. To a ham fest. Go ahead.
Maybe just conditions this morning on 2 meter, who knows. It's good to have the digital link back background there, back up. But good morning.
Okay, thanks guys. Yeah, it is good to have Echo Link as a backup. I use it lots of times when I get on the net and we have intruders on too. But I honestly don't understand what goes on here sometimes. Maybe it's multipathing or maybe it's just atmospheric conditions. Like I say, most time, well, my path for getting to the Alpine Repeater is directly through New York City. So maybe it's got something to do depending on what's going on in the city or weather conditions. I have no idea, but there's some days that the noise on this end is way too much and some days that the noise on the other end is way too much, so... Who knows? Radio phenomenon. What can I tell you? Over to you, John.
All right, I keep talking with you, John. I gotta get ready to get out of here. I gotta do a lot of stuff today. Food shopping, pay bills, blah, blah, blah. So, gotta get going here. Good morning. I'll catch you later during the day. All right? N2IE, clear.
All right, I hope I got it. All right, I just wanted to jump in here and say hello to you guys. Sean, enjoy the ham fest. I don't know how much of a ride you've got in front of you, but enjoy. I hope it doesn't rain. So far, so good. I don't know if you stayed up there for the weekend or you're just going up for the day. Whatever the story is. Enjoy. Don't spend too much money. Yeah, really cool. And drive safe. I'm going to go back to listening on the side. I got a couple of things to do today. The retired men's gigs start on the first of the month. So I'm right there behind you, John. And to AIR.
All right. No problem, Greg. Good to say a quick hello in the morning. Yeah, I got a good, good 3.5 to 4 hours ahead of me at this point. Only just begun. And I'll probably wind up buying something stupid like I usually do. Then I wind up selling about a year down the line. But, it's all part of the fun of it. And, enjoy your day. We'll catch you around. N2DXT Mobile. We're back standing by.
N2AIR. Disconnected.
LB for the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time on this frequency. And W2BOB standing by for any stations for the net.
W2BOB, WB2OXU. Good morning, Bob.
Okay, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. Good to hear you. I hope everything's going okay for you. Anyone else for the net? Come now, please.
W2BOB, NY9A. I'm in a bad location, but I hope you can copy me.
Okay, George, you're loud and clear there. No problem. NY9A with us. Good morning to you. Any other stations for the net?
W2BOB, AC2T. Good morning, everybody.
And good morning to you, Paul. AC2T, and you're sounding bright and chipper. It's a beautiful day out there today. So, okay, we're still standing by for any other stations for this net. W2BOB and listening. Come now.
AD2CYX.
Morning, Vinny. KD2CYX, also with the group. Good to hear you. Anyone else?
N2AIR, via Echo Link.
Connected, N2AIR.
Okay, good morning, Greg. Boy, we had a flurry of IDs, and you're checking in all at the same time. That was good timing. N2AIR also with us. And another standby for any other station for this net. Come now. Okay, nothing heard. So we have Bill, WB2OXU, George, NY9A, Paul, AC2T, Vinny, KD2CYX, and Greg, N2AIR. So, W2BOB with the CBS retirees, and it is a very bright, sunshiny day with more blue skies, which is good. A slight chill in the air, but I think the way the sun is streaming down, that'll warm up real quick. I looked at the 10-day forecast on the computer, and they're claiming Monday and Tuesday will be up near 80 degrees, that's 80, and the rest of the week in the mid-70s, like 76 or 75, so that'll indicate to us that spring is really taking hold, so very good. The dogwood, one of the dogwood trees is in nice bloom this morning. And the daffs are starting to fade, and the tulips were at their best yesterday, I guess. And everything else is, grass is green and growing, so. And the birds are happy on the feeder. Saw a weird thing this morning. Squirrel came down the tree in the backyard, down the trunk, and started running furiously at the bird feeder. There was a mourning dove on the ground. They are ground feeders, and the way the feeder is built, if they did get on the perch, it would close, and there would be no way for them to get the seed. Anyway, this squirrel came full speed and jumped right on top of the dove to chase it. I thought that was highly unusual. So, anyway, outside of that, not too much to report, so let's get underway with Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, everyone. Birch, Paul, Sydney, and Greg. It's a bright sunshine today. Temperature's not too bad either. But early is around 58, 59. That is good. Hopefully, it'll get a little warmer. Yeah, I heard the same thing, Bob. Tuesday's going to be in the 80s. So, I guess we're just going to skip spring, go right into summer. But, what are you going to do? It happens. Yeah. pink duckwood over here. It's full of buds. They're not fully in bloom yet, but they're kind of sleepy looking. But I'm sure they'll open up. A lot of them around here. And boy, when they full bloom, it's breathtaking. So colorful. I guess still a little chilly for them. Anyway, back to you. W2BOB on the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill, very good. WB2OXU, W2BOB, and the TV at Artemis. Apparently, from what I've heard also, the pollen has been quite heavy, and those of us that are allergic to it, of course, experiencing sneezing, I just sneezed again, and runny noses and things like that. So that's the way it goes. Okay, George is next. NY9A W2BOB. Go ahead, George.
Well, good morning. Here's the old gravelly voiced guy from up on the hill. I wish you fexofenadrine, because that's the one that always works for me. I mean, I got to get upstairs and take one. But the pollen is really extensive this year. There's no question about it. And these damn sexy trees, that's what does it. I hope everybody is in good shape and good voice this morning. And I'm looking forward to a nice go round here. Let's see, what have I had so far? So far, I've tried to sign on to the patient portal of my medical practice, and they're going to have to get back in 48 hours and see if they can find me. I didn't even know I was lost. Oh, my God. Doctors and technology makes you nuts. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Okay, George. I can't find you. Oh, my goodness. That's not good. But, yeah, dealing with medical stuff on computers I found to be rather frustrating at times. And I had an incident yesterday. One of my medications is up for renewal. I received two voicemail messages asking if I was really me and when I was born. Were you born? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I'm going to pick up the medication this afternoon at the local CVS, but dealing with the computers is a real nuisance, it really is, and all of the info you have to give, even though they're verifying, I guess, who you are and all that stuff, but it is a nuisance. Okay, let's go to Paul, AC2T next, W2BOB with CVS retirees then.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. It's beautiful out there. Sun is shining bright, but there's a slight breeze. It keeps things a little cooler, but once that breeze stops, I'm pretty sure the temperature will skyrocket. So I guess Monday and Tuesday we'll have 80. Everybody will cry and have their air conditioners going. But not me. I'll open my windows and let the breeze come through, that's for sure. And we got notification. We have another person signed in for a VE session for Saturday. So now we have two. That's nice. And as far as the net there on 20 meters, I managed to get in there on Monday and yesterday. I heard you quite well. I heard you hand it over to, I think, Ed to bring me in there, but really didn't need that, but I'm glad that I be able to get in every once in a while there, Bob. You were sounding good, as usual, but I'm surprised you can't hear me. And I did hear John try to pop in also, but nobody picked him up. But I did hear John, I guess he tried it once and that was it. Nobody acknowledged him, so that's it. He probably had something else to do. And Greg, you were doing great on 40 meters. I'm glad you heard me. But whatever you're doing the right thing, because it's working. So So, with that, back to net, W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB was the net, and, conditions were rather, unreliable on 20 this week, and, we've had some situations develop. K1HH, who's in Naples, Florida, had a terrible windstorm, I guess it was on Tuesday, and, it damaged his rotator on his tower, and he couldn't turn the antenna. So yesterday he was on and using an 80 meter wire antenna, and he had a good signal. He was 5.9 inches in New York, but usually he's about 20 over with the kilowatt amplifier he runs. But I'm amazed at the variance in signal reports. Yesterday, Florida was giving me reports of anywhere from 5.5 to 5.7. Tulsa, Oklahoma gave me a 5.9. And Superior, Wisconsin, the station up there, gave me a 20 over 9. So it depends where the band is bouncing, that's for sure. Okay, let's go over to Vinny, AD2CYX, W2BOB with CBS net.
B.O.B. and the group, KD2CYX. Good morning, everybody. As everybody's mentioning, a lovely, lovely day. Shooting up, looking forward to get out into the sunshine and fresh air. As George mentioned, that pollen is really something else. I don't have allergies, but I guess I do because it's been affecting me a little the last couple of days. With a stuffy nose and sneezing quite a bit. I generally don't have any problems at all, but for some reason this year, I guess the pollen count is way up there. So if I'm sneezing and having a stuffy nose, you know it's bad because, again, I don't really have an allergy of some sort. But anyway, one second. You know, I've been having a problem with my computer lately. It's actually not so much the computer, but I have Verizon as my carrier, and it's I don't know. Whenever I have to call up tech support, I know I'm going to be in trouble. And sure enough, yesterday, actually I called them twice, once last week and yesterday. This last week, it turned out to be nothing. They won't acknowledge that they have a problem. They just tell you that your computer is bad. Your computer has a problem. But anyway, yesterday I was on the phone with them for, way over an hour, actually. And it turns out that they really didn't know what the problem was, so what do? They're going to send me a router. I really don't have any confidence that the router is the problem, but that as it may, we'll find out. I just don't have any confidence in Verizon. See what happens. It's just so frustrating when something doesn't work. I love technology and what it can do, but when it's not working, it's just, you want to pull your hair out. So I find out today when I get the router in the mail what the deal is. Well, with that, I'm going to send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Vinny. KD2CYX, W2BOB, and the CBS.